U.S. President George W. Bush has announced a set of proposals to deal with an alarming rise in mortgage defaults in the U.S. that has contributed to turbulent financial markets worldwide. The move comes amidst concerns from some 2 million homeowners in the country over their properties. Paul Anthem reports.
Housing analysts said it was highly likely the limited steps President Bush outlined will be expanded in coming weeks by a Democratic-controlled Congress intent on responding to growing voter anxiety. Officials in the troubled housing industry said the important thing was the administration had offered a proposal, a step they said should calm global financial markets. With Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson at his side, Bush insisted the economy was strong and could weather market turbulence. But he did not repeat his forecast of August the 8th that the economy was headed for a soft landing. The proposals would make it easier for borrowers with adjustable rate mortgages to refinance loans using the resources of the Federal Housing Administration. Bush said the plans were designed to help lower-income families.
With all the steps I've outlined today, we will deliver help and hope to American families who need it. We'll help guard against future problems in the housing sector. We'll reaffirm the vital place of home ownership in our nation. When more families own their own homes, neighborhoods are more vibrant.
The measures follow a number of others already introduced in Congress to deal with the mortgage lending crisis. Many Democrats said that while they welcomed Bush's ideas, they felt they did not go far enough and should be modified to help more people. I'm Paul Anthem.